you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm in love with...
Oh, welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. This is your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria D. Wells. This is Simpin' After Dark, ladies and gentlemen. It is a podcast where we talk about our feelings, we talk about music, we talk about relationships, and you're gonna hear our motherfucking opinions.
You're gonna hear it, and you might not like it, but it's okay, because it is what it is.
And we're gonna work through this together.
Together. We're all a little messed up inside, you know?
How are you feeling today, Ashley?
A little, broken? I don't know.
That sounds like a foreshadowing of what's to come.
Ooh, we're not that subtle, are we?
No.
Not at all.
We're pretty straightforward.
We're pretty straightforward. Today, we're gonna be talking about a song called Broken Girls by Saba. And we're so excited. It's been a long time coming, and I don't know how we didn't think about this song sooner. Forgive those little ding-dings.
No. Honestly, I was thinking the same thing. You brought up Pivot Gang. We brought up just... There's just so many intertwining, I feel like...
Intertwinings and twinings.
Anna Twinings.
Yeah.
There's so many like interconnected artists in this area.
Amazing.
Just because I think everything is so like niche.
No, there's so
niche.
Many ways.
It's, I don't know.
Another,
tomato,
one,
tomato.
Another one of those words we don't know how to pronounce, but we've been saying anyway. Many of those. I can't wait to like put together a whole episode of just times that
a
we
compilation.
Say this. Compilation episode of us just being like, I don't know how to say this.
Look,
know.
Okay, they're specific. And all I'm saying is that I feel like with...
Shout out Chi-Town. Yes, he's from west side of Chicago.
Chicago. We know some great artists
some
out of Chicago.
Part of a collective, Pivot Gang, who is also fucking amazing. If you guys have not checked them out, please do. So good. Beats are so fucking great. Like,
I'm on a lo-fi beat. Like,
fire.
I love a good lo-fi beat. Like,
yes,
I'm all for a chill.
So good.
Good
I just like, love like all like the artists that they associate themselves with. Like, Saba with his brother, Joseph Chilliam, No Name, Shmino.
The whole crew.
Whoever else. Like, it's just... great shit that they put out, like all like their like pop culture references that they bring up in You Can't Sit With Us, which is Pivot Gang's latest album, which is maybe a couple years ago or last year, I don't know, it's been a minute. Same with Care For Me, Saba's album that this song is off of. It's been a minute, but you know, we're waiting, so we're just gonna have to do the song for now. And it's like probably like the most popular song, but it's probably the most relevant song for this podcast.
And
too.
I think we're just gonna go straight in.
Let's do it.
We're gonna go straight into it. Let's hear a clip.
I'm in love with broken girls, 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 hey girl, 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 girl. I'm in love with broken girls, 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 hey girl. Really, I'm broke myself, and I think she might help. Really, I'd love a story.
Do you? Do you think she might help?
Oh.
Are you broke yourself? don't know.
Damn.
Real this, relatable shit.
This song is so interesting from so many perspectives. Like, okay, so if you want to even take it from the perspective of, like, am I a broken girl? Yeah. Right? Like,
or if you love broken girls.
Or do you like
broken people? Whatever.
Exact. Or vice versa. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, there's so many different layers and perspectives to this song. Like, just immediately off the bat, it, like, intrigues me. Because when he's like, I'm in love with broken girls, I'm like, ooh, am I a broken girl? I don't know how I feel about this. I'm just like, do I want to take the perspective of the broken girl, or do I want to say, like, I'm in love with broken people? So
it's very relatable on so many levels, because a lot of times you're both.
Exactly.
A lot of times. It's so funny. We were just on the Wild 7 podcast earlier. We're having, like, a podcast day. So shout out Wild 7 podcast and Wild 7 headquarters. Go ahead and check them out. We have some good episodes out with them right now. But we were just literally talking about how you can attract people that are similar to you energy-wise. Mm. Honestly, I don't know if this was on the podcast or before we were on the podcast.
Well, what were the words that you said to April when she said you attract the people who are like you?
I don't know.
They were something along the lines of, like, fuck you or something like that. I don't know.
I would never say that, because I agree 100% though.
I don't know. Like,
no. I say fuck you a lot to her, but that was not the time.
But look. Let's open with the first line. Look, what is the first verse in his line? He says, really, I'm broke myself, and I think she might help. Which is, like, right off the bat, if you're looking for someone who's broken, you probably a little fucked up yourself.
Yeah.
So if you're a broken girl, or, like, if you're looking for broken girls, like, you know you're in some kind of trouble. You know you are. So yeah, it's, like,
don't go looking for people to fix you.
Yeah.
Ever.
So even off the bat, Alexa... Even off the bat, it's just like, I know he's talking about broken girls, but look, he's calling himself out right now. Because exactly. He knows that, like, he this is a broken not, cycle. This is not.
Exactly. It's not just it's not about, going nowhere. Like, all these people are my problem. It's about, like, you know?
Yep.
I have this problem because I bring this upon myself.
Exactly. So then we go in to, really, I love a story, and I think she might tell. That I'm not your crutch. Really, you're not my girl. Like, that's straight good. Up.
Yeah. Like, a lot of times, I think people that are broken, that have been through it, you kind of seek out people that reflect that. Because you might get kind of bored with people that are just fucking normal people. Like, are you hurt or are you normal?
Well, I definitely think when you've been through some shit, you know. And just what he said, I'm not your crutch. You're not my girl. Mm-hmm. I think there has been a relationship or two where you know this shit is toxic. You know it's fucked up. But you also know, like, you're not my man. We know this shit ain't go nowhere. You fucked up, I'm fucked up.
And there's some specific lyrics in this. Or he literally says that.
What does he say?
He was like, you know, we both not shit. I know that shit toxic.
That's just straight up. Yeah. Wait. Rewind to the line before. Lonely never looked so distant. We just ignore the tension. You know we both not shit. I know this shit toxic. So it's like, it's straight up like, this is definitely a song that's like, look, I'm...
You know it's fucked up.
And how many situations have you been in where you are 100% aware where the situation is so toxic or so... Alexa, baby girl, I know you calling. Hold on. How many times have you, like, it's toxic, but it's, like, you're there and you're into it, you're aware, and you're like, you know what? Okay, I'm here.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's why I like this song, because it starts off the bat, like, I'm in love with broken girls. It's just, like, a straight-up repeat of broken.
Exactly.
Because it's kind of like you're announcing it to the world. Yeah. You're putting it out there. You're like, look, straight up.
But it really is, like, I'm a firm believer in, like, energy and, like, karma and shit. Like, we talked about it. Like... If you yourself aren't ready to, like, deal with somebody that is, you know, at that place in their life where they're stable and accepting of everything they've dealt with and dealt with all their karmic lessons, you know, like, you're going to keep attracting the lessons that you need to fucking Absolutely. Overcome until you have fully, completely learned them and accepted them and, you know, learn to deal with them and do better from them.
This song reminds me of, like, something Future would say. Like, I'm in love with broken girls. Like, it's an all-out, like, you know, I feel like Kenny World Beats tweeted, and he was like, I love a good toxic male banger just as much as I love a bad bitch anthem. And that shit was funny because it was just like, exactly. It's just like
as above, so below, y'all, philosophy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a
as within, so without.
Hey, hey. So it's just like one of those, it's one of those songs where it's like, look, this is our anthem. We in love with broken girls. Yeah, you know, that's just fucked up. It's just like when you like, yeah, I'm shaking my ass.
Look,
yes,
look.
I'm fucking bitches. It's just like when you're just calling yourself out for that toxic behavior. And I think there is a power in like at least somewhat admitting that you have an issue. Maybe this is the
Yeah, definitely. And like that's why I think the song is so powerful because it's like he wrote a song about it. Like he fucking knows. Like he straight up says like in the first birth. So first verse.
Or birth of the first verse, if we get real lyrical with it.
We're getting real, what the fuck ever. So he says, after really I'm not your crutch, really you're not my girl. He's like, really she's using me, but it's cool, we use each other. I'm in love with contemplating about the pressure, conversations about depression, confrontation because we care too much about each other.
We know it ain't permanent, but temporary. That is, and then he brings up his... Issa Rae and Insecure. But like, all that is saying is like, look, he knows that it's temporary, which is, we talk about this all the time, okay? If you be real and you be like, look, I know this is temporary, then you ain't a fuckboy. You just somebody who knows that you're in a situation and you want to take advantage of it. And if the other person also wants to take advantage of it, then why not both take advantage of the situation?
Like we say all the time, it's all about communication. But like maybe something new to bring to the table of Simpin' After Dark is like how he talks about conversations about depression, confrontation because we care too much about each other is, you know, sometimes you do end up finding somebody where like you're both dealing with the same devils and same issues and it can be really hard, but you know, maybe a small percentage chance sometimes that may develop into something real, but that means that you both have to be aware and both working 100% towards it and both want it, so that also requires communication.
But can like I also say, can I also say that I've had...
I'm so sorry. I just, these hoes just be blowing on my phone.
She's really popular. I've never witnessed these many text messages in my life coming in at once.
Quarantine got these hoes going crazy.
Wow. She's definitely not a simping sad girl. All I'm saying is that there have definitely been a couple relationships in the past that I think it's toxic. It's fucked up. It's not good. And you know what? That is okay for both of us in that moment.
Yeah.
And that...
Timing.
Like, I can't count how many times where maybe I've had a toxic relationship with somebody, but because we were both going through something in the moment, it might have been, like, a fucked up way of dealing with it, but it was almost a therapeutic fucked up way of dealing with it.
But it's kind of because you both knew that it was
literally
the timing of it, and both of you knowing what you're going through and knowing what you need at that moment. But that kind of has to do with communication.
Sometimes it was twisted. It was not. It wasn't healthy.
Sometimes you don't communicate it, but it's just like the energy that, like, you know, what's going on, and just like talking to somebody about it, like whether it's these conversations about depression, you may not communicate like, oh, this is just like I need just like a fucking nut real quick, maybe just talking about what you're going through, like, and you both know, like, well, if I'm going through this and they're talking about they're going through this, then I kind of understand that they're not ready for something solid.
Yeah, also, and it's also about being honest with yourself, because sometimes you come to these realizations while you have these conversations.
Exactly.
Maybe you come to these realizations while you hear these songs. You hear these songs, and he's like, you're not my girl, I'm not your crutch, and you're like, and then that makes you think about that girl, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm not her crutch, she's not my girl. Like, so maybe sometimes I do think it's okay to go through shit while you're dealing with things. Like, it is what it is, it's life, you know, there's ups and downs. And that's the hardest part about relationships. But at the end of the day, like, I do think you have to take, man, I feel like at the end of the day and in the past are two things I say a lot on this goddamn podcast, and I'm so sorry. But I do feel like every relationship you have to accept for what it is. So even if you are dealing with a fuckboy, are you exuding some fuck girl tendencies?
I think definitely in the terms of this song,
right?
Yes. Like,
right?
Think about like these like lyrics right here where he's like...
So are you a broken girl? So is he in love with you? But are you giving him those... I'm not going to say you giving anybody reason because everyone's responsible for themselves. But it is... I do enjoy self-reflection. And I feel like if a song can invoke that, even if it's not necessarily about that, then like... Tread light like broken glass. Really, I'm not my past. First of all, yes, you are, you stupid piece of shit. I know how many bitches you fuck with. I hate you so much. But what are you doing? What time are you coming home?
Really, I snatched her soul. Really, that's not to brag. Really, when I'm alone. Really, I'm not that happy. Really, I know you're empty, but I think I can fill your glass. Like
fetishizing all your problems.
That's toxic, yes. Yeah. Fetishizing all your problems.
So he's straight up saying, look, yeah, I bagged you, but you know what? I ain't shit.
Yes, listen. Next, I wanted you more since I found out you're heartless.
Harboring feelings for homies who hurt you?
Know you on the surface, but not on a personal level. And that's like the definition of a relationship when you're both just kind of don't really have anything to give. You both just been too hurt.
Yes.
You've been through it. Yes. And like, it's, you both are giving not that much. It's surface level kind of love.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm here. What's up? Enough. I'm texting you. What's up?
You can fill my glass, yeah, though, for, yeah, now.
Fill me up.
It might be fucking Coca-Cola. My God, that is so, it's not terrible. Nourishing. I need some water. But you want to give me your fucking toxic fucking Coca-Cola in my glass to fill me up? You know, for now. Yeah. You're going to fill me up.
But it's going to quench my thirst.
It's going to quench my thirst for now. But I'm going to end up probably more thirsty and not healthy. It's not good for me. And it's killing me on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. So I think that, like, even is what I'm trying to say is that, look, you're not going to have perfect relationships your entire life. And even if you have a fucked up or like a twisted relationship, try to grow from it. Like, even if it involves self-reflection, just because the other person isn't perfect doesn't mean that you're perfect. And find a way to grow on that. So it's like, don't look. Look, if you dating someone and he a fuckboy, and look, you know he a fuckboy, and you're like, God damn, I'm stuck. Okay, turn it on yourself. Yeah. Ask yourself. Say, how can I change the situation? How can I grow from this person? I'm not saying it's the best. It just makes it obviously a little bit easier to cope with. But like, it keeps you sane, bruh.
Yeah, just realize like, this is probably not going to be like, oh, your end all fucking relationship. Or like, you're going to be happy. As long as you realize like, you know, you're going to grow for it, whatever. Learn from it, whatever. But communicate to that person. Like, you know, I'm not really in a place where like, I feel like this can be something. I think we can learn from each other. But
always.
It is what it is. But like, the really cool part about the song as the end, the bridge, when he's like, this whole time been obsessed, being sad, she was my quick escape, made me forget, hear her speak, see her weep, made me feel big, cry on me, she downed me, treat me like shit, second time round two, what I learned, she wasn't mine, that wasn't love, I wasn't hers, I'm not her anymore, took some time, found a girl, now I'm hers and she's mine, and she made me feel whole, heal me, and it's mutual, and we're still in love. Like, that's a cute ass little fucking ending.
Because you want to know what? I'll be honest. I think is this. All fuckboys deep down is what they really want is love. Like,
yeah.
Because everybody wants to be loved. And I think that there are relationships you have in your life where you realize somebody loved you. And that's a rare thing to have. So even in that moment where you didn't perhaps love them back or give them the love that they deserved, you can still appreciate the love that they did give you during that time.
Yeah, it was at least a lesson or something of growth. Like, whatever.
And I'm not excusing you fuck boys and girls who are out there, because it is gender neutral. But I do think at the end of the day, everybody does usually lead with love. Usually, I will say.
Hopefully. You know, sometimes you might meet that ultimate fucking evil villain.
That, like, super...
the ultimate boss of the fuck boys. Where he just really does not give a fuck. Like, you could be crying about, like, your past, and he's like, come on, I'm going to hurt this bitch, dumb bitch. Because like, that's how I feel about some of you
my
fuck
mom
boys.
Cooks for me every day.
Fuck y'all.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, We think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Do we got any tweets today?
Yeah, let's bring some tweets.
Let's do it. Like, let's round
just,
it off with some tweets.
Let's bring like all the bullshit. What's up?
Oh, I have so many.
Let's see. What about, I'm just going to fucking go off my screenshots.
Yeah, girl.
So, at Camp Ania Vuitton. Ania Vuitton. Whatever. Dudes love other bitches' thirst traps, but as soon as you post yours, you're an attention-seeking hoe. Boy, hey. I tell you.
I saw that. Did you see that clip about that girl who got an argument with her man because she had
screenshot
a
fan? Where he
fans only?
Only fans.
I don't think I'll ever get it right. I feel like I always say the opposite, and I'm saying the same thing every time. Only
she's
fans.
She's trying to prove to y'all she doesn't have one.
Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to God I don't.
I saw that shit.
Yo, so, I mean, it's an interesting topic of conversation.
Yeah,
but
it's like, okay, so, like, yeah, it's, like, so interesting. Cause like,
so the
in
guy
a
in the
like,
in the video.
Like,
let's describe the video. So okay, in the video first, like, this roommate comes in on his other roommate who's a male, and he's arguing with a female, either girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, and they're arguing, and apparently they're arguing.
It's ex-girlfriend because he's like, she's like, you broke up with me.
And he's like, get out. Apparently they're arguing over the fact that she had a fans only account.
Only fans.
I swear to God, I said the opposite. Oh my God, my brain is so bubblegum,
yeah, so
double
yelling,
cup, blip, beep, blip, blip.
Yeah, so they're like yelling at each other, like blah, blah, blah. She's like, what the fuck? And he's like, she's like, you broke up with me. He's like, you made an OnlyFans. She's like, well, are you going to pay my bills?
Which was interesting because I saw females say like, well, so there aren't other ways to pay your bills. And yeah. I was just like,
so
well, how
like,
can you get
really...
upset at somebody's job?
Yeah. Okay. So like there's
if
really.
If your boyfriend was a weed dealer.
Yeah. So it's like really there's no right or wrong answer. And like, first of all, like all these dudes coming in here virtue signaling about like morals and not wanting a bitch. That's like, oh, like that's.
Which is your opinion.
Okay,
that's
okay.
You're
but you're
to
over
that.
Here.
You are
like,
entitled.
Yeah. Like you're over here like idealizing like people that are selling drugs and doing all these other immoral things like. But, endangering whole communities with drugs and polluting them with drugs. But, like, this bitch is hurting who? By having OnlyFans? Like, don't be out here virtue signaling. Like, first of all, if
I will
you
say
have a problem.
To each his own. To each his own.
Yeah,
if you if you're going to say that you don't want your partner having a certain account,
definitely.
That is up to you.
I agree.
But I did think, I just thought it was funny that this other dude was putting, like, this relationship business out there.
And
what I thought was most funny was all the comments and the opinions of just men who were like, I would want her to have an OnlyFans. Did
okay.
I say it right?
Yes!
Yay! Oh my God, I said it right. OnlyFans. Okay. This is like, you know, I wouldn't want her to have an OnlyFans account. Some people were like, I wouldn't care if she had an OnlyFans account if she was paying her bills. If it bothered you so much, then you should pay her bills. I don't think that's fair because if somebody worked as like.
You got to talk about it.
If you worked as a sex worker and someone's like, I pay my bills. And you're like, well, I don't necessarily would let. I wouldn't want to be with someone
it's
who does
one
that.
Thing if you were
you
doing
You got
to
talk about that.
It's one thing if you're doing it from the start and you jump into a relationship with somebody like
that's
knowing
a conversation
that's what
you got to have.
Yeah. Like if they already were doing that. That's one thing, like, you better not expect them to stop doing their fucking hustle, because that's your fucking own dumbass fault.
You either accept it or you move on.
Exactly. But it's a different thing where it's, like, if you're in a relationship and then, like, your girl,
maybe she starts
like, I'm doing this. But it's the
but what would you do? So
exactly.
What?
But it's the same thing if your boy's like, I'm going to start big-time drug dealing. Like, that's scary. Like,
but
I
what
don't
if,
need you
but,
doing all that.
But what if, like, would if my, okay, so if my man was like, I'm selling pics of my dick.
I'd be like, okay, you gonna take me out with that money?
No, I wanna be honest.
I honestly
like, would
not
like,
care.
Which is fun. I think there's, I don't think that there's anything
wrong
with
awesome.
That.
So
that's
like,
just
so
a conversation.
People, yeah, it's
that's a conversation
people
you gotta
different
have.
Different opinions, yeah.
But,
you have to have it. You can't just do it.
You're just like, fuck him, do whatever
you're
I want.
You're in a relationship. Like,
you do gotta consider
gotta
the other
talk
person.
Talk about it.
Either
yeah,
way.
That's fucked
yeah.
up. Either way, like, it's fucked up if you were to do it or your mom were to do it. Like, me, personally. I don't care if you're selling
me
pictures
personally.
Of your dick, like,
give me your dick. It's only mine. I want all your. I will pay 15, 20, 50 bucks a month. You got it? I want it.
Yes.
Like, dripping like water. What's up?
Like,
I'm just kidding.
If you're fucking. If you're like fucking all these hoes.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Be like, no. I'm like,
if
that's
it's just dick
that's,
pics.
That's my dick. But if it's just dick pics, I'm like, okay. But I'm going to take like 20% or something. Like, I'll be like your agent.
I'm pretty sure that's called a pimp, bitch.
What's up?
But I will say that, like, if a dude, okay, so let's just say I came up, I started dating this dude, and he was like, you know what, I sell my dick pics online, I make some good money. I would be like, well, this is an interesting proposal. Like I said, I'm not a non-judgmental person. I would take every scenario as it takes. But I will say that that relationship looked hella toxic. I'm pretty sure she was throwing.
She was throwing shit.
He was smacking shit. I was like, ooh, you better get out of that, whatever.
They were yelling and shit. Yeah, but like, no, I mean, okay, so yeah, so that's one situation, and like, that's crazy, whatever, it just comes down to communicating, whatever, but like, also, like, best, like, the tweet, like, it's a kind of same thing, kind of different thing, where it's like about, like, if you're a dude, and you're out here liking pictures of fat asses and shit,
yeah,
and then you're gonna go and get mad at your girl for posting a picture of
people are doing
ass?
That?
Yes, these dudes are tripping. Like, no. How are you, like, you expect your girl to be scrolling her timeline and then sees a picture of this girl with a fat ass and she sees, like, her man liked it? Because, you know, y'all know that's how Instagram works. It shows you, like, who's, like, your most interactive person. Or
I would just be so disappointed because if I was feeling myself and I felt like, damn, I have this picture and, like, whatever. If I felt appropriate enough to post it, I would hope that whoever I'm dating would back me up.
Yeah. First of all, you better like it.
Because, like, I would think we're on the same wavelength. Exactly. Yes. So, like, whatever it is, I would hope that if we're dating, we're already on the same wavelength of, like, taste, morals,
ethics. But then what if he
hits
you, like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, you should not be posting that shit. But then you scroll your timeline and see that he's liking a picture of some other girl with a fat ass because she's famous or Instagram model.
Nah, see, and that's what I don't like, because
I think the same energy, bitch.
Exactly. Keep the same. I'm all about that, bro. Like, keep the same energy, bro. If you want to approach me and feel some type of way about something, feel some type of way, but don't, like, throw attitude at me while you liking Kylie Jenner's pictures, because that shit ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, like, if you're gonna be liking all these hoes' pictures, you better support when I'm liking my pictures. But not just because I'm posting a picture of my ass means it's okay for you to like other pictures of ass, correct? I don't know.
Again, I don't know. I don't look at that shit because you want to know why? My feelings get hurt, so I don't look.
Yeah. But sometimes you but sometimes you don't even gotta look. Sometimes you're following the same person and you're just scrolling. And the way Instagram's algorithm it shows you, like, your man and 5,000 million other people just like this pic. And it's like, oh, okay.
But if it's like a famous picture, I don't really feel some type of way. If it's like usually, if it's like a, if I had a man and he liked like Kylie Jenner, like Kim Kardashian, I would be like, I would say he has poor taste in women. But like, so that's, again, that's a different conversation.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like something where it's like even like, oh, like, I'm gonna be pissed. But no. I'm saying, like, if I go post the same type of content, yeah, like, I hear it from you.
No, if I'm posting with my ass out and I'm spraying shit on myself, you better keep them same tongue emojis on my picture. And you better tell me that I gave you 3 weeks of fap content for you to enjoy yourself. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's been such a good episode. You can email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com to tell us what you think about this episode. I'm not going to say we're going to listen.
Yeah, let me hear your fucking top opinion.
We'll look it over, we'll talk shit, and then we'll delete it. And then if you feel like you want to repeat that and just hit us with a couple more lines, you can always hit us straight in the DMs at simpinafterdark on Instagram. And if you want to follow us personally, you can hit up my Instagram at Victoria D. Wells.
And at Ash_Friday_. So yeah, stay tuned. We got some things coming in the next few weeks, so just please stay up to date with us, follow us, share this podcast, rate us on Apple, 5 stars only, because
if you give us anything less, we'll come and cut your dick off.
Fine, you want to cut your balls off.
And because we know only men are giving us 3 stars.
Yes.
All our bitches give us 5 stars only. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you check out Wild 7 Podcasts and stay tuned for future Wild 7 Production podcasts coming your way. Until next time.